good morning. Good after morning. Good morning. Good after morning. Pow. Wait. Let's get a couple of those in there. Folks, this is Good After Morning. I am T-Morg, and I am live from the Beats by Dr. Dre Super Suit Blunt Lab and Podcast Center, brought to you by Beats by Dr. Dre. And you know what? I'm feeling pretty good. My titties are on fire. Had a rough week, but I'm back in the gym. And here we are, folks. So, how you guys doing? Are your balls hot? My balls have been hot. It's kind of springtime. It's time to lay some seed. You know what I'm saying? We got to get out into the wild. It's almost that time. I'm ready. I want to get in the water, man. I want to go camping. I want to fucking fight a fish, you know? Drink a beer. The late, great Toby Keith once told me that he was doing a whole lot of F's one day. Fishing, fighting, flirting, and, well, another one. Come on. Shout out to the legend. That guy is dead as fuck. Damn stomach cancer got him, I think. Don't you hate to hear it? Hey, I got a program opening up. Hey, man. I'm busy. Get out of here. But, dude, I was actually moved almost to tears the other day. Watching the Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue music video. I don't know if you if you're familiar with the Jam, but it is in the running for best 9/11 song. Honestly, I think that Proud to Be American song has to hit just a little harder for me. 'Cause I'm proud to be an American. You know, that one. Do you know how many times I stood inside of a big-ass parachute in PE class while that song was playing? Yeah. As I was, you know, I went through elementary school, because I was born in 98, so I don't know why I'm wearing these headphones, actually. What the fuck? Sounds like I'm talking in a fishbowl. I was born in 98, so I don't remember 9/11. I was a fucking toddler. I was probably eating a graham cracker with icing on it while my fucking daycare people were like, holy fuck, shit's going down. So, you know, I'm sure it was awesome for those of you that remember. I'll always remember. And I actually have a sick ass. It's like an electric clock. It's got to be circa 2002. Like, but it's like a wall clock. And it's got a holographic twin towers, like unhit. It's like the pristine twin towers with like an American flag behind it. Like the entire background is like an American flag. And it says, it's either always remember or like, it's something like that. And then it has like it just says World Trade Center. And then it says like 19, whenever the fuck they built it, to 2001. it's just a big ass like Casio wall clock. And I don't think The people at the store told me it doesn't work. I don't have any double A's, so I can't tell. Maybe one of these days I'll get some double A's and we'll figure that out. But it is hanging prominently on my wall. That was a great, great thrift store find. I bought Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road the same day on vinyl. Also got Eagles Double Live the same day. Fucking two banger-ass albums. I got some other ones that day, but I don't remember exactly what they were. Must not have been that good. You know what I'm saying? But folks, your boy has been wheeling and dealing on the casting front. I am now way more connected than I once was about a month ago. I started linking up with a couple guys. I went and casted a tournament for, I was recommended to cast this for this tournament, by my boy Toby. Shout out to him. You the goat if you listen to this. But he referred me to cast for this league, so I went and did that, and, based off of that and then some other little weird connections I made just through like Twitter mutuals and stuff, I'm now going to be casting for another tournament this weekend. Well, it's playoffs. It's not really a tournament, but well, no, I think it is a full ass tournament, and I actually need to look into some of that. But that's going to be badass and cool, and I'm excited to see, you know, what I can continue to do with this, because I've also got linked up to help Clutch.gg and their production team. I won't be casting for them, but I will be observing in-game for them. And I don't give a shit what I'm doing. I'll take out the trash, dude. These guys are one of the more premier... I don't know what to call it. I guess production teams in Challengers, they cast some really high-level Call of Duty. So it's cool to be connected to that. And also just meeting people who are, like, you know, making money doing what I want to do. So, you know, I'm doing it for volunteer at the moment, which I don't give a fuck, dude. You know, get me in there. But, you know, a lot of high-level casters, high-level production, and it's like seeing, you know, what it would be like to be, you know, on a CDL broadcast or like a professional-level Call of Duty broadcast. So that has got me hyped up quite a bit. Haven't done anything with them yet, but as soon as I get a chance, I am definitely trying to do that, and sorry for dinking my mic there. Well, shit, I lost my train of thought. Because I opened up Discord, but I didn't remember why. Oh, XP League. Yeah, you know, I'm not even going to look at that. That's not great podcast content. Pop up a bracket for a timestamped... a moment in time tournament. But now other than that, I've been, getting back in the gym. I went rogue for a moment. I was eating fucking, like, only Brahms for an entire weekend. And I love Brahms. Brahms is the shit. But you can't eat that all the time. You know, it's still fast food. And I was getting large milkshakes. So, that shows you the boat I was in on my health grind there for a little bit. But no, I'm back in the gym now. It's been a full week of lifting. I'm going to go again tomorrow with my boy Forrest. Shout out to him. We've been hitting it pretty good. We did a good titty day today. My titties are titillated. They are. They're perky, brother. Let me tell you, I still got B cups, But we're bringing it down every day. Got to get rid of this little under titty. It's been the bane of my existence my entire life. My pointy nips. We're getting there, though. We're getting there. It was like a weird realization I had. It was like after Megan and I had broken up, so it was probably a little less than a year ago. But I was like driving, and I was just thinking, because like I was working out pretty heavy then too. And I really said too, like I've been working out heavy, but but I was working out heavy then, and I was driving, and I was like, you know what? It's like, I could just not have tits. I could just have a fucking normal chest. And that was a fucking groundbreaking thought for me because, folks, I grew up with titties. And it was a rough world out there for a pimp, not gonna lie. It was a cold one. The word man boobs still shakes me to my core. But man, this one's for young Taylor. We got to get rid of the tits, bro. We're getting there. There is a world. That was a crazy, like, and it sounds dumb, but it was like an honest, like, epiphany moment. I was like, huh. Like, my tits have gone down, like, significantly over the last couple years. So I'm like, you know, if I put in, like, some actual work, I could burn off the rest of that little weird fat. And we're fucking chilling, dude. It's a weird thought. But we're getting there. That literally is, like, my biggest, like, insecurity of my entire life. Is my fucking tits. They are why I'm funny, though. So I owe them a little bit of... I owe him a good suck, you know? I don't know. I could probably suck my own tit, to be honest. Like, I don't know. Maybe. I'm not going to do that on camera, nor on the pod. I've already got a video of me putting a THC-soaked tampon in my ass out on the internet. I don't need a video of me sucking my own tit. Or do I? Is that what the people want? Are you not entertained? Shall I suck mine own teat for you? I fucking wish. I don't know if I like having my tit sucked, honestly. I've had a couple poor girls fucking attempt it a couple times. And I don't know, dude. It's a little tingly. It's like a... I don't know if it's good or not, but it's like an overwhelming sensation. And it's not a... Dude, why am I talking about how sensitive my nipples are right now? It's like a clitoris. I got two of them, though. Three if you count my birthmark. I actually don't think I have any birthmarks. Now that I think of it. Like, I got, like, you know, like, little weird, like, moles and shit. But some freckles. But I don't have, like, a fucking, you know, a design of Africa on my leg or nothing. It would be much cooler if I did. I was like connected to some kind of like greater power through my birthmark, like Tenoch or ESD. I could be Jack Black and Kyle Gass at the same time. That's my ultimate form. I merge into both members of Tenacious D. Dude, I gotta meet Jack Black before he dies. That guy's looking old now, and I don't like it. He's got, you know, he's just got like gray hair, but I think he's only in like, he's gotta be in like his 40s or 50s, right? Like, he's not even like old. But he just looks way older. And when I think of Jack Black, I think of like Tenacious D era, School of Rock era, Nacho Libre. Nacho Libre is unironically in my top 10 movie list, like 1,000%. That movie is so fucking good. I mean, I could watch Nacho Libre till the cows come home. And I don't even got cows, so that's how long that's gonna be, motherfucker. I don't know why I threw that on there. Cheap laugh, buddy. Funny man, say cuss word. But when you reach 8th fucking grade, cuss words begin to feel like fucking real words. That's a meme. I can describe memes for you. Is that what you want? No, my excitement for casting has increased quite a bit, not gonna lie. And I upgraded the RAM in my computer. So now I have some that glow. I'm looking at them right now. They are some G-Skill Trident Z Neo RGB Turbo 32GB DDR4 RAM 3600MHz. Poop waffle. I don't know. Poop waffle? That's what I came up with. Poop waffle. That one got me though, not gonna lie. You guys ever done a waffle stomp? It's when you take a shit in the shower, see? And obviously you can't let that turd just sit there and disintegrate over time. What if mom walks in? So you gotta scoot that thing down towards the end and give it a couple good kicks. Make sure it gets down real quick. And that's a waffle stomp. On account of the drain looking like a waffle. Man. Have I ever told you the time Ow. Kind of fucked that up. I'm going to raise that just a tad. Hit him with one of those. Okay, so it's a different day. It's a very different day. And I don't remember exactly where I left off in that other podcast. I do know I trailed off, or the other 30 seconds ago, I suppose. But essentially, I had it convinced in my head that I had nothing else to talk about, and I vocalized that to a lot of people the entire time leading up to that, that I didn't know what to talk about on the podcast. I didn't know. Which ultimately and truthfully, this is a funny sentence. Truthfully, that was a lie. I knew what I needed to talk about, and I was avoiding it for some reason. I don't know, because there's stigma about what I'm gonna say, which is I believe in a Christian God, and I am very being pulled back into that in a very serious way right now. And it's kind of crazy, I'm not gonna lie. The last 3 weeks, a month, I don't even remember if I talked about this in the first part of this episode, but they weren't the best for me. I was sliding on my diet like heavily. I was fucking vaping again. I was like, I was clean for so long and it wasn't. And I was putting off the podcast again. And it just, you know, like, just not good. Not what I'm trying to do at the moment. And I heard some things. I had one day in particular that really fucked me up. So I listened to a lot of podcasts and things like that at my job. And I've been doing this for the entire time I've worked there, basically. So I'm downloading a lot of information all the time, whether that's good or bad, you know, because I listen to just a lot of shit. So podcasts are lit. Thank you for listening. Now I can fill your head with babble, with that gobbledygook. But this is some non-gobbledygook IMO, not gonna lie. I also keep losing my place because I'm very high and I have a lot to say, and I'm having to like sort through how to say it at the same time. So welcome to the Taylor Morgan experience. Front row seat into a stoned evangelist. Now I've completely lost my train of thought. Oh, I watch a lot of podcasts. And leading up, like, once Megan and I broke up about a year ago, it's like 10 months ago now, which is crazy. 9 months ago. I started to kind of switch my mentality, and I've vocalized this a lot, but I've, you know, started to kind of work on myself a lot. And then at the end of summer, sort of leading up to the holiday season, I kind of renewed my relationship with God, and I was really interested in learning more about that, and I'd like to do like an entire dedicated, like either a segment or a part of a podcast or just a podcast in general about my journey back to God, because it's a wiggly one, and I haven't always been a believer. So leading up to Jess's death, I had kind of reaffirmed myself, and actually that night that we spent like the last time I saw him, basically, terrific, like I would call it a religious experience almost, to kind of reaffirm myself. Like that night was honestly super reaffirming to what I was doing and that I was on the right path. And I was on mushrooms, so like I was hitting it with the big head thoughts with the hypno-toad eyes. I love Hypnotoad so much from Futurama. He's so that night, you know, obviously preceded some terrible shit. And since then, like, my faith has grown exponentially. And it's helped so much. So much. It's like, obviously, I'm still fucked up by Jess, but, you know, I'm pushing through it, you know? It's not a huge burden for me, or at least not as big as I would expect that to be. And I say that with a question mark because I don't know if I believe that statement. I don't know. It's just helped a lot. And since I've kind of fallen back into this, my faith, and have gotten into acting through that, like actually doing what I believe and what I know is right. Shit's been getting better, and it's still like I'm saying all this, but like two nights ago I had this experience that is like making me act on things. So this is like very fresh. So, you know, it's not like I'm David Goggins or anything, but you know, I may be fucking David Morgan. I couldn't think of anything. So this is very fresh, and this is also me hating on myself and kind of discounting myself, because in the last couple days I have kind of cleared house. It's a terrible way to put it, but it's a good way to put it, I suppose. You know, I've been able to push through some bad habits that I had, you know, namely I'm not using nicotine again. I got rid of my vape. And also, the day I had this experience, I was fighting hard with that nicotine addiction. Like, and it's not even that I'm addicted to nicotine, it's that I'm literally addicted to vaping, which is kind of the fucked up part, because I do not have good lungs, so hitting vapes is a terrible idea. I know this. So why the fuck do I do it? I don't know, man. It's insane. There's a web there. And it has something to do with self-loathing. If we're being honest. So I guess, you know, that day, I was listening to a lot of podcasts, and I kind of let YouTube autoplay kind of take over, and I have been listening to a lot of, like, motivational kind of, you know, just really just intelligent people talking about thinking and talking about, you know, like morality and like deep concepts and like, is there a God? And these guys are way smarter than me in an Oxford lecture hall debating this shit. And okay, let's see what y'all are saying. So I just kind of let YouTube autoplay take control the other day. And I think I started with Probably a Jordan Peterson video, if I was being honest. The guy has some amazing conversations about the Bible and about the parables in it and their higher meanings and like what the Bible is literally saying through these stories. And it's crazy. Like, the guy has thousands of hours of biblical examination lectures from I think it's like Cambridge, Canada or some shit, wherever the hell he was, like the University of Toronto, maybe? I don't know. High level institution in Canada. And he was posting these in like 2013, 14, 15, 16, like, you know, so fuck what you heard about him. Before you heard about him, he was out here spitting this shit. And that's the stuff I've been listening to. And him debating it with other people. And the guy is so smart. He is insanely smart. Like, it's hard to keep up sometimes. Like, I'll Google words. I'll admit that. he'll say something. I'm like, what the hell? Or he'll reference something. And now I understand more of the references because I've put in the time. But he would reference, you know, like some English literature. Like, he would call something Machiavellian. And I'm like, what the hell is Machiavellian? Like, when he's talking about, you know, politics or like the human condition, it's like, what the fuck? But the guy is so smart. So that's where I started. And it took me to this lady named Rosalind Picard. And I'd never heard of her before. She's a scientist, and I don't exactly remember of what. I want to say biology, or it was like something human anatomy related, but I'm not sure. And she was a former atheist who was converted to a Christian through reading the Bible and learning more about it and exploring. She explored several different religions before she finally landed back on the Bible. But she suggested that reading Proverbs to her is seriously what brought her into it. And, you know, I think the line that stuck out to me that she said, this was like a 9-minute video of her just talking about it on some podcast. She said that there, like, no matter if you're a believer or not, there's some stuff written in Proverbs that is like undeniably beautiful. It's like some, you know, like on a literary standard, like that shit is insane. So I was like, all right, you know, I'm familiar with Proverbs to some extent, but never read it with fresh eyes. So I looked up like an audio version of it on YouTube, and I scrolled for a little bit and I couldn't find one that wasn't like the new, it's like, I can't even think of it. It's the new, it's the NTC, the new something trans, I don't know. It was like new translations of the Bible, which I don't really jive with. I think I've gotten to that a little bit. But I think a lot of these translations of the Bible are like very, very, very wrong and corrupted by man. So, I wasn't jiving with that shit, and I was scrolling down, and there was this video from this random dude. I don't even remember his name. I don't know if I wrote it down, but it was him preaching a sermon to men. And I think the title of it was like, what does it mean to be a man? And it was like 22 minutes long. The dude was spitting facts. Like some insane facts. Hard truths too. And I kind of hated the way he sounded, honestly. Like, he sounded like he was about to cry throughout the entire video. And he did cry at one point. So, like, you know, maybe it was, he was hitting it heavy, but he just, he literally sounded like he was about to just sob the entire time. So, that video hit heavy. There was some insane stuff in that that I couldn't even really process in the moment. Like, I need to go back and listen to it again, kind of download some more, but that hit me. And then I think it was another Jordan Peterson video after that that really, really got me again. So that day I was having a very uplifting kind of, like, it was kind of rejuvenating my spirit a little bit. And I hadn't worked out that week. This was on like Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday. I hadn't worked out yet that week. So I, well, that's not true. I did arms on Monday, but I was reluctant that day. I had to literally snap myself into doing that on Monday. So that's kind of what led back into this, honestly, was me working out on Monday. But Wednesday, went to the gym, you know, was praying a lot and kind of leaning on God to not buy a vape again. And that seemed to work. So shit was feeling good. And I went and worked out. I had a really good solo workout. I had a pretty good solo workout. Heard some guys talking while I was in there, and it was just like this younger kid who's fucking jacked and this older guy who's also pretty jacked, and they were just talking about random shit, and I was listening to them while I was working out, and it was just like a wholesome conversation in general. You know, the older guy was kind of giving advice to the dude and was like hyping him up, and they were having like a really good conversation, and I chimed in a little bit, but I wasn't there to talk, you know, and they were doing their thing. So I finished that up, and then I go to my grandparents' house because it was my grandma's birthday. And my mom was there and my aunt was there, and, you know, I got to see them. And the entire way there, I was listening to a lot of songs from Donda and just some other, like, more worshipy kind of song. Actually, it was entirely Donda, if I'm being honest with you. It was entirely Kanye West's Donda the entire way there. I gotta pee real quick. I will be right back. And we'll do that again. I pissed. I feel good. So I go and see my grandparents, and, you know, that was good. Got to see some family that I hadn't seen in a while, and had a good time, ate some dinner. And then my mom had a gift for me, and she had told me she had had it about a week ago, but I haven't, you know, I just didn't really, or like right before the weekend, she told me she had it. And, you know, I didn't really have time to go and see her until then. So that Wednesday night, she gives it to me, and it was just a little box, and it had a card with it, but no, like, who it's from or anything like that, you know. And I open up the box, and it had a little pouch in it, and it had this bracelet in it. And the very first thing I see when I open up the pouch is that a cross. And when I tell you I shit my pants, I shit my pants. The world and God works in some mysterious ass ways. And for those of you that trip and have gotten into some of that shit, that was a synchronicity. That was a sign. That was a indication to me that something bigger was going on. And I read the note, and it's from Jess's family, namely her mom. She wrote the note, I assume. She's got some doctor ass handwriting. I think I just suck at reading cursive, if I'm being honest with you. I think I just kind of suck. But I read the note and saw who it was from, and, you know, I had an idea of who it could have been from. I thought it was going to be from my grandma, if I'm being honest with you. But I just kind of had to sit there in my car for a minute and kind of process what the hell just happened to me. And I've been wearing the bracelet since. It's been a couple days now. It's wild, and I don't need to go get the note, but one of the last lines in it was, God has a plan for you, or like something along those lines. And folks, I can't describe what the hell that felt like reading that note. It was insane. A feeling that is hard to ignore. It really is. And it really spurred me to make another decision. So I've been dating this girl for the past month or so, officially, Madison. And she's probably listening to this, so this is kind of weird. Shout out to you, lady. I'm sorry, but it just don't, you know. We just didn't align. And we disagreed on some pretty fundamental things. She's super smart, which is what I liked about her. And God, it's weird knowing that you're gonna listen to this, God damn it. At least I knew Megan wasn't listening, so I was able to spit. Whenever I would make my bitch wife comments on my podcast, I knew they never came back, you know? Shit. That's so funny. We disagreed on whether or not people were inherently evil. And if you listened to my last podcast, well, you know where I stand on that. I think people are inherently evil, and I think it's because of Satan. And we disagreed on that. And if we were disagreeing on, like, taxes or, like, you know, whether or not COVID was made in a lab or, like, some shit like that, all right, fine. You know, the bygones be bygones, you know. But disagreeing about, like, one of the most fundamental moral questions in humanity, I have a hard time coming to grips with that. And I'm no savior. I'm not out to change any of you. I'm really not. That's not my job. That belongs to another. I almost said man, but it's not a man. It's an entity. That belongs to God. Only Jesus can save you. But I can nudge, you know, can help out, I guess. But I can't shake that. You know, that's a journey that a person has to go through on their own. And I think I've played my part in it to some extent. So, it's out of my hands. And it sucks too, man, because I really did like her. I liked her. But I just know, like, I just know. And I knew from the beginning, like, as soon as it got more serious, I was like, God, why? Why did you let this happen? You knew. So, that was stupid. That was dumb of me. And that was me living through my flesh, being an asshole. And I was a literal asshole to her. Because, you know, let her on, basically. So that's where I am now. As of last night, I did that. So you guys are pretty caught up. And I do want to talk about this, actually, because this has stuck with me extensively. And one of the things that I heard Jordan Peterson talking about was he was explaining the story of Jonah to Bill Maher. And you guys should totally watch this. It's a really cool explanation. And, you know, John Maher, right? Talk show guy, very left-leaning and very not into God. And I don't want to put that on him, but, you know, like, he's just a non-believer. We'll just say that. So, Jordan Peterson, you know, was kind of explaining the story of Jonah and what that meant on a wider scale. And essentially, Jonah was called upon God to go to the city of Nineveh and to basically tell him, hey, y'all are being assholes, and God's gonna, like, fuck you up if you keep being assholes. And Jonah was like, whoa, that is crazy. Like, why would I go to Nineveh, a city that he's not from? Those are his enemies. I don't remember the exact circumstances of that, but I do remember that of the story, that Jonah's people and the people in Nineveh did not like each other. So it's like rolling up to you know, you're a blood showing up to a Crips house and being like, yo, y'all gotta change. You're being fucked up. How the fuck do you do that? So Jonah decide, you know, he's like, I can't do that. And he decides to leave and he gets on a boat and they start going across the sea and a storm kicks in and it starts shaking the boat and like really trying to capsize it. And the sailors kind of determine, okay, somebody's got to be not right with God because this is crazy. Like, what's going on? And eventually they narrow it down to it's Jonah. And the significance, well, let's keep going. So then the sailors take Jonah and they throw him into the sea and he gets swallowed by a big fish. You know, and he's in the stomach of the fish. He's in the literal depths of hell as far as he's concerned. And, you know, he starts talking to God again. And, you know, I don't remember, this was kind of significant, but I don't remember exactly what he said to God. But he basically said, okay, I'll do it. I'll do your bidding. You know, just give me the opportunity and I'll do it. So then the big fish gets like swept up in the storm, gets thrown to the shore and spits Jonah up, and Jonah lives. He then goes to Nineveh and he tells them whatever the hell, and I don't remember exactly how that ended, but the significance of that story that Jordan Peterson explained was that when you don't say what you are called upon to say, and this is goes across everything, it's not about like preaching God's word and things like that. It's when you have that urge inside your body to say something and you don't, it is detrimental to not just you, but to everyone else. The storm was also going to kill the men on the boat. They were going to die in that too. But Jonah said what he had to say. And when you don't say what you've been called upon to say, you're put into the literal depths of hell. Your own personal hell. How many times have you guys heard me describe not recording the podcast like that? So that story, it hits so fucking close. And how often have you heard the story of Jonah? I've heard Jonah and the whale, Jonah and the big fish since I was fucking like three. I was like four. There's a Veggie Tales about it. Like, but I've never known what it actually means. And it means a lot. Me. So there we go. I said what I needed to say, and I actually have some more on the topic. And it's hard to say what more I want to say without like having an actual person to debate with, because I want to get into like some of the things that really, yeah, I don't need to debate with anybody. I'm like mulling that idea over in my head, and I don't know why. I don't know. But I need to get to some of this, the reasons why I'm here. And some of them are pretty damn interesting. I'm not going to lie. They are very interesting. So, folks, I'm going to catch you in the next one. I'm tired of talking, and I want to start doing. I got a library card. I went to Prior Library and picked up a card and a couple books, and I want to start reading those. I'm going to read The Prince by, I don't even remember his first name, but Machiavelli. So we're going to be on our classic English literature grind. We're going to try to figure some shit out, folks, because it is real weird right now in the world. But fuck all that. We've got stuff to do, so let's end it the way God intended, with the man's prayer. Don't worry, this is a non... This is more of a secular prayer, which I don't like the way I described that, but it's all inclusive, folks. It's just, I am a man, and I can change if I have to, I guess. Just keep your stick on the ice, your dick out the toaster, and I will see you in the next one. Beep.